отвечай, да, я могу.
You ready for New Year's Eve?
Figure whether I'm ready for it or not.
Amy and I were just talking last night whether or not we'd be able to stay up till midnight. Last two or three New Year's, we weren't able to make it to midnight.
Well, I normally go to bed, so I'll probably make it that far, but don't have anything big planned or anything like that.
Not going anywhere or doing anything, just another day. A new year.
Well, that's the way it is. Just out and about today, running a few errands and gonna go back home. I got some stuff I got to get done on the front porch. I want to get my steps on it today or tomorrow. Get it cut today, get everything cut, get the stringers cut and the risers and the tread and all of that. And probably, I don't know. I may get to it this afternoon. If I don't, I'll do it tomorrow. It's supposed to be pretty again tomorrow. I was a little disappointed when I got up this morning. It was real foggy, and I said, "Ram, I'm not going to get anything done today." Then the sun came out.
Got me up about 4:30. I went outside with a big flashlight so I could see, and it was wet. It wasn't raining, but everything was soaking wet. I mean, it's just like water was just coming out of the air and settling on everything. I've got them a runner, and their leashes connect to the runner with one of those little joints like you put, like rope climbers use. And by the time we just made a trip around the yard, backyard and front yard, all of that stuff was soaking wet about 4:30 in the morning. But then, like you said, the sun came out. I think I went to Ingles, and it was packed. I think people are thinking it's going to snow.
Well, it's going to get, the cold front's coming in, and I don't know what it's going to do. Of course, we don't none of us actually know. But it'll do what it's going to do. Probably everything, people over at Ingles getting their collard greens and black-eyed peas for New Year's.
I forgot about that. People do have that. Amy does that. She fixes black-eyed peas and something else. It's not collards, but black-eyed peas is one of them. She does that every New Year's, too. I guess that's a tradition from way back.
It's a long tradition, and the black-eyed peas are supposed to be for your change.
Void change. Change that goes in your pocket, not change and not life changes, but the change that goes in your pocket. I used to have big, tall jars of that stuff, and while you're collecting it, it's kind of nice, but when it's time to go get rid of it, it's a pain.
It is that. I've got a gallon jug that's slap full, and I've got another thing that's about a gallon. It's about half full of change. I had a 5-gallon, one of those 5-gallon water jugs, great big old, most of them are kind of a blue color. Had one of those and had it full, but I couldn't lift it. So I turned it over and poured a lot of it out and got rid of a bunch of it and started over again. I said, "I'm putting it in the gallon jug this time instead of them big ones. I can't lift it."
I had one of those same things, same ones you're talking about, the 5-gallon clear ones, the water things, and I couldn't lift it either. I'd roll it around on the corner. One day I told Jeffrey, I said, "You want that?" He said, "Sure." He went to the bank and got him a bunch of nickels and dimes and pennies and quarters, rolling paper, and he rolled all that stuff up and got rid of it for me.
Well, good, but did he keep the green, the folding money, or did he give it back to you?
That's what it cost me to get rid of it. He kept it all.
Kept you from having to do it, I guess. That's one of the bright side, I guess. But, I guess we all do that. I don't know. It's not a bad habit to get into, you're trying to put a little back, that sort of thing, in case you have a rainy day. But it does get to be a pain trying to get rid of it once you get a bunch accumulated.
I try to avoid that nowadays. You know, as time goes on and things cost more and more, which is inevitable. That's the way it works. That's the way our system, that's how it's based, where you get raises and prices go up. You get raises and prices go up, and that just stair steps. There's no end to it. But once you get out of a certain range, the pennies, nickels, and dimes, really, they're not good for much anymore.
I've often wondered why they have things that end in odd figures, you know, like $1.98 or $1.99 or something. You know, they want us to have that old change. And you know, you walk through a parking lot, you'll see a lot of pennies and, well, not a lot, but you'll see pennies and nickels and stuff like that laying on the ground. People don't want to have to deal with it anymore.
And I'm getting on my Toyota truck, that clean one. All the plastic parts and rubber parts, and, you know, fan belts, hoses, filters, all that stuff replaced. And last night I was cleaning out the glove box. It hadn't been touched in years and years and years. And there was change in there. First time I saw change in about 4 or 5 years. So, hey, there's change. I'm going to put that out on the counter and see what Amy does with it.
Probably to put a knot on your head putting all that stuff out there on her counter.
She does with stuff that I don't take precedence over handling. If I don't handle it and she doesn't need it, it goes in the round file.
Well, that's may be where it winds up. You can't never tell. But I don't know. I've got to do some cleaning up of the vehicles. I hadn't done that in I don't know how long now. The cars haven't been washed in over a year. When I had my heart attack, I didn't do anything. But I made it. March will be 2 years. Since I had my heart attack, and it's been that long since I washed the vehicles, and they're looking terrible. I need to either take them to the car wash or get out there and do them myself, but I'm not going to do that in the cold weather. I'll wait till gets a little warmer or something. Either that or I will go to the car wash and run the car through anyway. Don't want to run my truck through because they liable to tear up my Tar Heel antenna.
TR?
Well, I do run ours through the car wash most of the time. A little less than once a month, maybe once every other month. And then every now and then Amy tells me, can you wash my car by hand? Because the car wash just doesn't get it all clean. And I do have to take my antenna off when I run my car through the car wash. But anyway, I'm at home, so I'm going to get busy. I'm going to pressure wash under the hood today. But it's good talking to you. You can pick up a KR. And you guys, Happy New Year to you. Enjoy, Gary. W4DJW.
TR.
Well, Dave, you and Amy have a Happy New Year. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Continue to do well. Take care of them little puppies. I know y'all are enjoying those. And you need to get out there and wash Amy's car by hand, because you're right, the car wash doesn't get them as clean as you do when you do them by hand. 7-3 there, young man. You have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you later. Go ahead there, Tom.
Yeah, Dave, your hearing's going, and me and Gary, we're getting old and crusty, just like the cars. See you later, Dave.
This is Bernice. Hello, and you guys have a Happy New Year. 74DJW Clear.
Well, Miss Bernice is progressing well. How are you doing?
Well, I'll have to introduce you to the Geritol net. Remember that? Oh, Gary, I had a shunt put in. I keep calling it a stent. It's a shunt between my kidney and my bladder, and it's in there, and it makes you want to go a lot, put it that way. And my New Year's resolution is to get the next surgery done so they can get them rocks out of my kidney.
Tom, I've not had any problem with kidney stones, thank the good Lord. My dad and my brother both had them, my dad, when he passed away, he still had one. They had one, he had surgery, and they removed a bunch of them, but he had one that was in a particular spot in his kidney, and the doctor told him, he said, I can't get that one. He said, I can, but, you know, it caused more problems than it's worth. And he said, it won't ever move, so Dad said, we'll just leave it in there.
From the ultrasound that I just had one big one, they said anything over 1.23 inches, I don't know why they didn't say inch and a quarter, they can't go up the normal route, you know. They got to go in through my back with a more major surgery, and it looked like a long rod, and then they run a laser through there, and they break it up, and then they suck it out through there like a vacuum cleaner, I guess. Lucky me. And I've never had one, Gary, and I don't want one. I've heard guys say it's like having a baby.
Hey, pharmacy. I thought I heard somebody come in there with Tom. Go ahead, Matt.
I'm in just, they let me work from home today, being the last day of the year, so I figured I'd just say hello. And, Tom, I understand what you're going through. I had to have that surgery couple of years ago, but thankfully they were able to go in and get it where I didn't have to go through the backside. But I know what you're feeling, man, and you're right, that having that stent is no fun.
And it worries me. That's probably the worst of it, but I'm a worrier, Bernice says, and she's right. And she's doing great, but she's not feeling like herself. And she says, I think people, when they get older, they just gripe more. But thanks for that information, man. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Gary. This is NGL TR.
Go ahead, mobile. Well, Tom, my dad had kidney surgery on both sides. And when he took his shirt off, it looked like he had been cut in half. You know, they started in the front. Of course, his surgery was years and years and years ago. But they started down towards his groin and come around and went around to his back on one side, and they did that on the other side. And so, I mean, it, the scars met. It looked like he had been cut in half, and then he had to have open heart surgery, and so he had a big zipper down the front. So, yeah, you look at my dad. He went through a lot, and bless his heart, you know, I'm glad that I haven't had to do all of that. But he was a tough old bird to go through all of that, no doubt in my mind. I hate that you got that. It's a little less invasive now than it used to be. When Dad had his done, the doctor said he actually took Daddy's kidney out and did the surgery on his kidney outside. And then, I hope you don't have to have that done. Not like Dad did anyway. But I've arrived here at the store. I got to jump out. I'll leave it with you and Matt for a minute. I got to run in and grab something, and I'll be right back here shortly. Matt, have a happy new year. Tom, you and Miss Bernice, have a happy new year. If I don't make it back in, you know, while y'all are still on the radio, and we'll say 73 to both of you for now. N0TR and WG4MC, K4DOS.
Gary, yeah, you get a little scratchy, but that's the way they did me. It looks like I've been cut in half because they did lung surgery twice on the left side, and then hoses stuck in me on the right lung. But he said, no, there'd just be a nice half-inch hole in your back. And they do it with scopes now, and that's the way they do the lung surgeries, much smaller. But Bernice is doing fine, and that's the best thing. Take care, Gary. Nice to hear you. Say hi to Joy. Go ahead, Matt. This is NGL-TR.
So Bernice is doing so well. I know you guys were concerned. I hope you get yourself straightened out. But, yeah, like I said, I know exactly what you're feeling. Having that thing in is no fun. And, you know, they wanted me to pull that thing out on my own, and I said, absolutely not. You go ahead and make my little appointment with the nurse.
Different ways of doing it. And One of them, they leave a string sticking out of you know where. Was yours that way?
Yeah.
See, mine's not, Matt, so thank God for that. I think that drives me crazy. But no, mine's totally internal. I had to go in and they put it in a surgical procedure, and he says, really? Once we get you out and all, he says, it only takes about 15 minutes. But I was pretty worried that night because I was passing a lot of blood clots. But then it stopped the next morning, and I've been doing okay with it. But I think that's a lot better than that other routine that I read about.
Oh, wow. I was like, why couldn't they do it all the time? So you had yours, like, put in the emergency room?
No. He got upset when he seen the CT scan. The ultrasound didn't show it that bad, but he showed me what was on the CT scan. He says, you see all that white inside your kidney? And I said, yeah. He says, that's stones. And he says, we got to do this surgically. So they did go up that way and put it in. But now, the bad thing is, when they take it out, they do it in the office, and unfortunately, they go up with a camera there, grab a hold of it with a little grabber, and pull it out. Thankfully, they say it takes only about 15 or 20 seconds.
Roger that. Well, I hope your other surgery goes well, and they can get them out. I hate they're having to cut into you, man.
Well, the scopes aren't so bad. I had that done on my shoulder, and I had it done on my gallbladder, and I bled, and had to go back and have it done again, and they put a big zipper all the way up the front of me. But usually scopes are good, and the guy that did the gallbladder that time didn't listen to me, and I told him to give me a shot of vitamin K before the surgery. He said they would, and they didn't. But I haven't. I had six hernias repaired years ago when I fell on the black ice working at a hospital as a technician. And I didn't bleed, and I didn't bleed with foot surgeries and that. So I guess those days are over, thankfully. But I was concerned the other night. But I'll be glad when it all gets over with, Matt, because I got enough pain. I don't need any more.
I feel yes, exactly how I was felt when I went and had the consult. And he was like, well, we give you 2 weeks to pass that. I said, go ahead and get it. I just want it over with, and I'm glad I did.
Your information, the more I hear, the better I like what they're going to do. And he said it'd just be a half-inch hole in my back, but it's a major surgery because they go inside your kidney, and there are always risks, but these guys, they're pretty good now. Boy, it looks like Aldi's is saturated. I'll let you go, Matt. Got to pull in here and get some stuff for Bernice, and I'll talk to you later. WG4MC and 0TR. Have a good day, Matt, and thank you.
WG4MC, tell Miss Bernice I said hello, and Happy New Year, WG4MC Monitoring.
Hey, Matt. Matt, I'll be in here for a short one if you don't mind. KP4CPA.
Hey, Dave, I've been wondering about you. I should have called you, but I've been having my own problems. You been sick, buddy?
I have. Mainly, I've just been busy, but I'm still getting over a cold. I think I'm over the worst of it.
Well, it's good to hear you, Dave, and God bless you. Happy New Year, and vote to both of you, and I got to run inside here. I'll let you have Matt. This is Andrew O'Tier, please.
Hey, WG4MC. How you doing, Dave? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, yeah, missed a whole lot. it's basically just more of the same. However, I guess the only thing I have to report different is my oldest daughter decided she didn't like her Forerunner anymore. Wasn't having any problems with it. But she wanted something that got better gas mileage, and she said, "Will you go with me to the dealership?" And I said, Yeah, it was out in other side of Greer, and you know, I live in Taylor, so she lives in Powdersville, so she came and picked me up. But anyway, she bought a Genesis of all things, and I didn't know anything about them. The guy said they're a step up from Hyundai, so you know, I guess it's like, you know, Acura is a step up from Toyota, so, or I'm sorry, Honda. So, I mean, it seems like a nice car. I wouldn't buy it. I just don't like the way it looks, but yeah, that's just a personal preference.
No, you're saying you were in the 4Runner, so I take it you bought the 4Runner from her?
No, I bought it new from Toyota of Easley, and actually had to wait on it a few weeks. In fact, I had to pay because I wanted a particular model, and they gave me a choice of two colors that they knew were coming in. And but it actually came in right before Christmas. But I bought it brand new in December 23.
Very nice, Chris, honey. Heard you, did you win your tennis match today?
Well, I won the last one. We switch players every set. So the last guy I played with, we won, and we played a tiebreaker because we were running out of time. And we won that. So, you know, I got some exercise, thank goodness. I ain't been out on the court in 3 weeks because of the rain and the cold. I mean, good Lord.
Glad you won your game. I know what you mean. I was sitting out my window, and they said we can work from home today, and I was like, I'm thankful because I did not want to get out in that fog this morning. I was like, man, it's just cold.
Yeah, I've got a little weather station. It's not much, but right by my bed, so I can just look over to the right, and I think the temperature was 41 here. And now it's 63. And I'm sitting in the shade. So that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, either like next week or the fall. I think like to next week, I think we're going to have some highs like in the high 30s. Ugh.
If you can believe the weather, man, that's what he's saying. It's going to be interesting, especially that, you know, that big of a drop at one time. You know, if it would just gradually drop down, you know, every 5 degrees every day or so, it wouldn't be so bad. But, you know, we're going like from summer to winter weather, you know, all in like one day or 2 days. It's just ridiculous.
It's surprising we're all not at the urgent care every single day with the temperature swing.
Say that again. I heard urgent care, but I didn't get the rest of it.
Surprised we're not at the urgent care every other day with the temperature swing.
Yeah, well, some people say, you know, that this affects their health and all. It doesn't bother me other than the fact I like warm weather. So I love days like today. I mean, the sun came out on the court while I was serving. The only thing, it was in my eyes, but I wasn't going to complain about it because I hadn't seen it in 3 weeks. So. But anyway, oh Lordy, can't remember what else I was gonna say. Oh, I've got a few problems with my My FT4, FT8, but I think the problem's in the computer because the computer, I only use it for FT4 and FT8. I don't use it for anything else. I don't look, I don't search on the internet. I don't do anything. And so, but it's full, or it says it's almost full. So I need to, extract or export some of that memory into something else, and I think that'll solve my problem. Because right now it's just causing all kinds of crazy things to happen. I can't even get on FT8 or FT4 or any of those digital modes.
Well, the computer for that, you wouldn't think the computer would be out of memory. Was this like an older computer?
No, I bought it new from Walmart about, two or three years ago. It's, I particularly bought, the Windows 10 because they said it runs the software better than Windows 11. It wants me to upgrade, but I keep telling it no because I don't want Windows 11. Everybody tells me that, so not to run, FT8. And that, since that's all I use it for, I really don't care about updating it.
Roger that. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm on 11 right now. Hey, I'm having to work, and I got to bail. I got to go fix something. Anyway, KB4CBA, WG4C, 73, my friend.
Driveway, Happy New Year to you and everybody listening. And we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, clear.
KB4CBA, clear.